You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now, Ace and TJ.
It's a special time on the Ace and TJ Show with our special boy. It is this time each week we turn our attention to the week that was pop culture, the week that was the Ace and TJ Show. It's Riggins and the Week in Review.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Ace hosted the first Breaking and Entering Christmas, and he put stockings on the fireplace. When I think of festive holiday cheer, I immediately think of Ace. Ho, ho, ho. Alexis didn't celebrate Christmas for a long time, but now her gifts are better than hugs, and when she gives me that small wrap present, I get excited because I know it's drugs. We're only 3 weeks away from Christmas. I need to pull a miracle out of my sleeve so I don't run into TJ in the middle of the mall at 7 a.m. on Christmas Eve.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
We found out Alexis is self-conscious about the size of her forehead. After some childish insults were hurled, Alexis, the Grand Canyon is really big, and now it's a wonder of the world. So, positive outlook, you know what I'm saying? Adele announced a residency at Caesar's Palace. Can't imagine what that must pay. DJ Khaled also announced a residency at the Caesar's Palace buffet. Right outside. The Omicron variant has arrived, but here's some information I'll give you for free. I can look at your boobs and tell if you have it, so just shoot those over to me.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I drank more than should be allowed, and Ace spent the day recording TikToks. I'm sure we made the pilgrims proud. I didn't get my green bean casserole, which is fine between me and you, but when my parents are old and need someone to feed them, maybe I'll forget that too. Alexis and Rob had a rap battle, and they did better than anyone guessed. I mean, as far as white rappers from Michigan, I think Rob is like second best. And this is my song.
It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Machine Gun Kelly is releasing his own nail polishes. I'm sure he'll make a decent profit. Ace whipped out his credit card. There's literally smoke coming from his pocket. Tomorrow's National Play Outside Day, which I think is really great. But if you add the words with yourself, that's a felony in every state. It's true. TJ's squeaky microphone is finally fixed, which for us was not much fun. We endured 2 weeks of constant complaining, but the nightmare is finally done.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Well done.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, what is a new trend here in the woke world of sustainability and environmental wokeism? Some of you are going to love it. Some of you are going to think it's ridiculous. We'll find out what you think next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now, Ace and TJ.
Now.
Hey, y'all.
Is it? It's not winter yet, is it? Is it made the official first day of winter yet, so we could still say happy fall, y'all? Because that's fun to say.
I don't know the answer.
That's always fun. Happy fall, y'all. But first, coffee. Huh? Now, a lot of people are stumped on what to get their loved ones as gifts this year because, A, everything's way more expensive this year than last year. I don't know what has changed in the past year that has made things prices so expensive. Regardless, it is what it is. So that's a dilemma. And, you know, when the world gives you dilemmas, we make dilemmonade.
That's true.
That's what happens. And you also get a little bit concerned if you are on, you know, in one group of people where you want to make sure that whatever you buy someone is more earth friendly.
Okay.
You know, you want something that is going to help Mother Earth with the global climate crisis that we're in. Like each breath we take could be our last with the global climate crisis that we are under and have been under for 50 years now. Like, hold on. All right, I got another one out of there. So that was good. It's a good day. So what they're suggesting is secondhand gifts, i.e. used gifts, giving those for Christmas. Not in, you know, I usually don't use this word because I don't like to use the word gift as a verb, but re-gifting something. I'm not talking about that necessarily. We're talking about and going out and, like, say, Ace, you like the record stores.
Right.
So you would go and buy someone for Christmas, you know, like the Green Day Dookie CD.
Okay.
You know, this is what I got you for Christmas at the used record store.
Okay. So buying something that already has been put out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, secondhand.
Buying them some vinyl that I purchased from the used mm-hmm. store.
Or going to the vintage clothing store and buying somebody a ski bib, you know, that has been owned already by someone else.
I'm completely Someone's leftover, cool with that.
Leftover leavings.
Yeah.
You know?
A cool jacket with fringe is a cool jacket with fringe. I don't care if it's new or not.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me because I don't put a whole lot of stock in what people give me as gifts. I appreciate whatever I'm given. But there are some people who would not ever want a used gift, and some people who have probably gotten upset when they found out what their gift was, that they got a gift that was already owned by someone else.
Yeah.
Even if you loved it, oh my, I love this, and thought it was brand new, but as soon as you find out it was used, you'd be like, oh my, I can't believe he got me a used gift, or, you know, this gun came from a pawn shop and not from the, you know, right from the store. Now, you, Alexis, you knew that tablet that your ex-boyfriend bought you was used, right? But you thought it was better shape than what it actually was. That was the problem with that, right? That he lied about how much you paid for it and how nice it was.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so he told you he paid
$200.
Okay, and how did you find out that he paid less and it wasn't as much as good of a deal as he was making it out to be?
Well, first, because the receipt was in the bag.
Okay.
And second
that'll do it. That'll do it. And the receipt was, you know, written on a napkin. And so how much was it?
It was like $30.
Okay, but was it a good worth $200 tablet, or was it not good at all? It was a $30 tablet.
It was a $30 tablet. It was at least 2.5 years old.
Okay. What?
I mean, it's just funny. You tried to tell her it was an iPad. I'm like, I've seen an iPad.
Yeah, right.
I know what an iPad is.
I'm like, this is not the newest, an idiot. This the graphics on iPad. This.
This is the newest iPad. It's sustainable.
Yeah. This looks like a Light Bright.
It was so huge, too. It was like this big, like, it's boy, get out. Right.
It's a leapfrog. You got me a leapfrog.
It's in black and white. Like, she's never seen an iPad before. Like, he's going to fool her. That's an iPad.
It's retro. That's what it is. It's retro.
It's supposed to look like that.
No, I've gotten used gifts before, but I don't think this is kind of what they're talking about. Like, I've been given antique radios as gifts, you know, because I like those.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not just like I've been given, okay, I'm not wearing this anymore, so I'm going to give this to TJ for Christmas.
Yeah, you know? Big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference.
You know, or would it be worse if it's something that you've used yourself and then you give it to somebody as a gift, or if you go and get it at a secondhand store? And it's the same thing. Like, if I had a shirt that was still in good shape that I didn't wear anymore, Ace, and I wrapped it up and gave it to you for Christmas, would that be worse than if I went to a secondhand store and bought the same shirt?
Yes, because to me, at least if you go and buy something, it shows you put forth some effort. Yeah. Like, okay, I saw this and thought, even though it's secondhand, this is the type of thing he would love. The other one is just like, oh, I don't have anything. I'm going to give him this shirt that I've been wearing for 6 months.
And I feel kind of bad about this. When cleaning out my closets and all a few weeks ago, there's some stuff in there that I can't wear anymore because I've gained weight.
Yeah.
And so I gave it to Alexis's boyfriend, Squid. And he was wearing the pants at work this morning and split them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm thinking that the pants may have been rotten. I guess rotten pants because that's how old
like,
they were.
Damn, I got some rotten pants.
He texted me. It was like 4 a.m. He's like, I just split the pants CJ gave me.
What are you doing?
Seems just all worn out.
They were in there.
So old.
They were in the closet. I gave them a whole box full of stuff. Well, they were not so old that they weren't in style still, but I mean. Well, think about how long it's been since I've been his size where we could wear the same size. That's how old they are.
Oh, that's too
They were probably sitting next to like some pool toys under the house.
But if I had given that to him, if we were buddies or family and I gave him that as a Christmas gift, and he's like, these pants you gave me split. Where can I take them back to the store?
Yeah, I stand by at least if you purchase something from a secondhand store. You've made an effort to go out and like, it's like you just, it caught your eye. And you thought they would like that. Not, I don't have them a gift. Let me pull something out of my closet.
So
here's this man giving me rotten pants.
Yeah. TJ's passing out rotten pants.
Rotten thread. So here's the thing. When has it ever been a situation where you really liked the gift until you found out the whole story behind it? You know, you were given something and you were like, oh, this is cool. This is great. And you're showing it off or whatever. And then all of a sudden you find out the truth. Like it was stolen, possibly. That's how secondhand it was. It came from a smash and grab.
The engagement ring that was bought originally for someone else.
Mm-hmm. So any of those kinds of things where you really liked the gift until you found out the whole story, the full story behind it. See, this could be really dramatic. It could just be full on silly. Who knows? But you can DM us your stories on all of our social medias. Riggins will post them on the front pages. You can comment there if you don't mind people knowing who you are. So, you love the gift till you found out the story behind it. We'll see what we get next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Now, Ace and TJ.
You loved the gifts until you found out the full story behind it. Because there's a big thing where they're trying to get people to give used things as Christmas gifts this year to help the environment. Don't exactly know how that would. Anyway. So, we had a message from a guy who said that he really loved his new bike that his family got him for Christmas one year until he found out that they had stolen it. So I guess when you're stealing your kids' gifts, that tends to be...
That's kind of sad.
Yeah. But he didn't say that he had to give it back or anything.
But he'd feel guilty riding it, wouldn't you?
They don't know.
Hmm?
They don't know if they were stolen.
Who?
The kids.
Yeah, he said he knew it was his bike. Yeah. He found out it was stolen. But didn't say that he stopped riding it or gave it back or anything. He was just riding around with guilt. Oh, I feel so guilty.
Right. I mean, I didn't steal it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You wouldn't feel guilty if you found it, or you wouldn't feel any differently if you're riding around on your new bike, Riggins, when you were a kid and you found out your dad stole it.
No.
No?
No.
Still mine.
Yeah, I mean, I got a bike.
Yeah.
I got two wheels.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
I still feel bad.
And I don't got to deal with the karma. Want it.
Even as a little kid, I had much better morals than you.
Oh, here we go. Because
I wouldn't have wanted it once I found out it was stolen. I swear I wouldn't have.
Yeah, I'd been freaked out by that. Like, yeah. They're going to come take my bike back someday. I don't want this.
Here, Daddy, give this back.
Whatever.
Because that's some other little kid's bike.
Mm-hmm. Alexis just put the L on her forehead like we're losers for having dorks.
Lamos.
Oh, no, it's stolen. Ooh, I don't want it anymore.
I'm going to give it back. Get out of here.
I swear I would.
You would want a bike that you know was stolen from some other kid?
Oh, you guys had morals when you were kids. Excuse me.
No, you would keep a bike that you know your dad, say, stole from some other kid.
I didn't steal it. That's not my problem. That's his problem and God's problem, not mine.
Exactly. You don't think God doesn't want you to give back that bike?
God knows it's not my fault.
That sounds like somebody that's ridden a stolen bicycle many, many times in her life.
About to say the same thing, TJ. That sounds like somebody who knows of what she speaks.
She's already talked to God about that. God, you know I didn't steal it, but Feels good riding through the store. Megan said, I bought a past boyfriend a Christmas gift. I knew he hadn't gotten me anything, so Christmas morning I gave him his gift. He comes and gives me a present, and it was a necklace. I loved it, but I wondered how he had gotten it. Turns out it was for an ex that he had never given to her. So I guess he just had that on reserve.
No, Riggins, that's not okay.
Okay, so that's not okay because he paid for that necklace. He just paid for it for somebody else, but you would take a stolen gift and be all right with it?
Yeah, because he bought that for somebody else with someone else in mind.
The bicycle was bought for someone else, another little kid with someone else in mind.
But the dad didn't buy it. He stole it for someone in mind. That's different.
Okay, okay, hang on a second. So let's say boyfriend steals the necklace from a jewelry store and gives it to you. Is that okay?
Oof.
He stole it for you. Do with you that? In mind.
Yeah, he stole it for you and you find out it was stolen.
I mean, I'm not going to ask questions.
I am going crazy over here.
She's like patting her head.
Are you shaking your head, Rick?
I don't think it's that bad. I know. I think the hypocrisy here is pretty alarming.
Of us or her?
Of you.
Why? To say we wouldn't want to be riding around on stolen merchandise?
Yeah, give me a break.
How is that hypocritical?
I just feel like growing up in Louisiana.
We never stole anything.
Yeah, but I mean.
You got to think that at some point.
I mean, you're signing contracts for your father at 12. It's not all on the up and up the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I didn't know that at the time.
Okay, well, she didn't know the bike was stolen.
Yes, but she did.
She did.
You don't know that it's stolen in the scenario. You know that the bike is stolen.
Yeah.
She said a prayer for him every time she got on it, though.
I think it's different when you're a kid, too, and then when you're an adult. Like, he's a kid, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, there you go.
Learned so much.
We're just nerds with morals, Ace, and hypocrites.
We're hypocrites.
You're saints. Sorry. Yeah.
Hypocritical moralists. There you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were born and raised in Louisiana.
Yeah.
So just assume that we have at some point done something illegal or stolen something because all people in Louisiana have.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
So you find yourself sitting next to someone playing slot machines in a convenience store. And you think this is paradise, right? How could anything mess this up? Well, a purposely set fire and a gun can mess it up for you. We'll give you all the details of this story next.
Let's go. There's more Ace and TJ coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now, Ace and TJ.
Now.
No.
So, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that this happened in Florida. a woman was sitting at a slot machine in a convenience store, and I didn't know. No, it was in Houston. I'm sorry. It was the other freest state, Texas, in the United States. She's in a convenience store sitting next to another woman playing slot machine, which, I mean, in and of itself seems like something, you know, right out of Southern Living magazine. You know,
convenience store playing slot machine.
It's got an icy spike with vodka playing the slot machine, smoking a cigarette.
So what happened was the one lady couldn't, she wasn't winning on the slot machine. She kept losing. So she got mad and she poured lighter fluid all over it and set it on fire.
Oh, man.
So the other woman that was sitting there got mad because she wasn't able to play anymore because this woman started a fire. So she started fighting with the woman, and it spilled out into the parking lot. And at one point, the second woman that was mad she couldn't play anymore pulled out a gun and shot the fire starter woman. And then she fled the scene after the shooting. So nobody knows what their relationship is, but they do think that they know each other. The fire starter was rushed to the hospital, but she's okay. The police are still looking for the shooter. The woman who started the fire is looking at charges as well. The police haven't announced anything yet, but you got to figure if you start a fire in a convenience store out of anger because you're not winning on the slot machine, they're going to bring charges of some sort.
Yeah.
How much more white trash could that story be? I mean, you've got two women playing slot machines in a convenience store. One of them's not winning, sets it on fire. The other one who is winning decides to fight her. They fall out into the parking lot, then pulls a gun out of nowhere and shoots her.
Now, you know, good and well, that woman had to get up, go out into the store and find the shelf that has that kind of stuff on it and get the lighter fluid and spray it on the thing. I wonder if she bought it first.
What are you doing?
I mean, at least pay for it. The Ace and TJ Show. She didn't even pay for it.
And they think they knew each other. It's like, I got a feeling they're pretty close. Some of the most shocking pictures I've ever seen from the internet yesterday. We'll share them in less than 10 minutes in Now Trending.
Plus the weekend review, all next.
There's more Ace and TJ coming up.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.